It may be the finest school of its kind in the world. Sitting on high ground with the picturesque Hudson River below is the Culinary Institute of America's main campus. Approximately 2,500 students, including 300 from 48 countries, enthusiastically participate in an unusual academic and vocational process. Brendan Walsh is the dean of the school.
The experience that the student receives in just the first 2 years is one of giving them that kind of what we like to call grit, that grit of working in a restaurant environment, being able to use your critical thinking skills in order for you to be able to accept and look at all different kinds of challenges.
There are various culinary disciplines, like this science lab, where students learn how ingredients change the functionality of food preparation. Haya Eman from Pakistan is immersed in the experience.
What's the function of an ingredient? Why do we use it? What's the purpose of this ingredient? What does it do for your food? Does it give flavor? Does it give texture? Does it give color? You know, so, and that's what Now Food is about.
Eman expects to open a very special restaurant in Karachi. Her fellow lab student, Regina Ardura, is from Mexico City. Her career goals go in a different direction.
Well, I would love to work at a test kitchen, and also another option that I'm considering is working at a winery, developing wines.
In order to be a chef, you have to understand ingredients, like this class about potatoes, or how to work a dining room, or making the food presentation something special, and what it's like to make ice cream at tableside.
As I add more liquid nitrogen, it turns it into ice cream. It freezes it more, and this is the consistency of the ice cream right now.
And if you're like Crystal Tan from China, baking and pastry art is happiness.
Baking is fascinating because with simple ingredients, we can make people happy, and that's what makes me very interested in learning how to bake.
Crystal wants to travel the world and try to work in all sorts of pastry shops, incorporating the various cultures and ingredients. Chef instructor J.J. Louis from the Isle of Man.
In 5 or 6 years' time, there'll be no need for any American chef to go overseas for the benefit of culinary training. American chefs will be able to, run and own 3 Michelin-star restaurants by attending programs such as we hold here.
The Culinary Institute of America has branches in San Antonio, Texas, in California wine country, and in the Republic of Singapore. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, Hyde Park, New York.